Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 21st. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Companies are racing to roll out nuclear reactor designs that would be faster to build and that could meet the rising demand for energy from customers such as tech firms running AI data centers. Two nuclear companies are proposing to build reactors in Kansas. We'll hear the details after the news. Republican Kansas lawmakers are trying to organize a special session to redraw the state's congressional map, but as Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, that's not the only agenda item.
The original goal of the special session was to reshape the congressional map to oust the state's only Democratic representative, Sharice Davids. But if proponents manage to call lawmakers back to the state house, there's no limit on what they can discuss. Republican leaders also want to ban gender marker changes on driver's licenses, discuss ways to lower property taxes, and more. Redistricting proponents still need to convince a few more state house members to sign on to the special session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A federal court ruling may protect Kansas from the Trump administration's request for private data on food assistance recipients. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, federal officials had threatened to withhold $10 million from the state.
A California judge temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from withholding food stamp funds from states that have refused to hand over the data. The Trump administration had requested things like names and addresses of recipients. Kansas is not part of the lawsuit challenging the request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. State officials said providing it would violate recipient privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The birth of four elephant calves at the Sedgwick County Zoo is making the elephant exhibit cozy. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish reports on a $10 million project to expand the elephant's housing.
Zoo CEO Scott Newland says that by mid-December, the frame of a new barn big enough for 12 to 15 elephants should be visible behind the current exhibit. From October 27th to early May, the zoo will double the barn space for its 11-elephant herd. The elephants will only be visible in their outdoor exhibit during that time. Newland says that it will be worth it.
In order for us to have elephants for my grandkids, your grandkids, to see and enjoy and learn, we are going to have to be very responsible stewards of that population.
The zoo last expanded the exhibit in 2016 in a $12 million project. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Sedgwick County's new ComCare Community Crisis Center began construction yesterday. The two-story building will be next to the new biomedical campus downtown. It will combine operations from two existing ComCare locations in Wichita. Officials hope the center's proximity to the Biomed Center will provide learning experiences for students interested in studying health care. The move will combine ComCare's Behavioral Health Clinic with the Substance Abuse Center of Kansas and Sedgwick County's Offender Assessment Program. The new location will be completed in December of 2026. The future of ranching and conservation may be fenceless with high-tech cattle collars instead. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports ranchers, conservationists, and researchers have been exploring the potential of virtual fencing across the Midwest and Great Plains.
Virtual fencing uses GPS collars, sounds, and electrical cues to move cattle away from certain areas and into others. Daniel Mushrush, a rancher in the Flint Hills of eastern Kansas, is part of a five-year project testing the technology. He says virtual fencing saves him time and provides more flexibility. Mushrush can change the fence line and move cattle from an app on his phone.
Say that you want to go to your kid's concert, you could move them from the concert, or you can just schedule it to move at 8 o'clock at night.
More precise control over where cattle graze can also help diversify habitat for grassland birds and protect sensitive nesting sites during specific times of the year. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
The time for students to fill out the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, forms is here again, despite the government shutdown. The Department of Education recently released the form for students to complete online for the 2026-27 school year. The application allows students to apply for financial aid such as grants, loans, and work-study programs. With government offices closed, delays could disrupt some services. Students should contact their college's financial aid office for guidance. More information is at studentaid.gov. Families in the Wichita School District can begin applying online for magnet schools for next school year. Applications for magnet schools for the 2026-27 school year are available at usd259.org/magnet. The Wichita District offers magnet programs in foreign language, technology, performing arts, and more. Deadlines vary depending on the program. Families should also mark their calendars for the district's Choices Fair on November 18th. At that event, parents can speak with representatives from all 23 magnet schools and early childhood programs. The student newspaper at Wichita State University has received national awards for its work on and off campus. The Sunflower won 3 Pacemakers from the Associated Collegiate Press. The awards are considered the premier honor for a student media outlet. An Innovation Pacemaker recognized the Sunflower staff's work through the Wichita Journalism Collaborative. As a founding partner of the collaborative, the Sunflower worked with local media partners to report stories about the pandemic, mental health, and housing. The Sunflower also earned newspaper and multi-platform pacemaker awards. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. 2 companies have revealed plans in recent weeks to potentially install nuclear reactors in Kansas. Their proposals are very different, but both are part of the race to open a new chapter in the history of U.S. nuclear power. For the Kansas News Service, reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda explain.
Celia, let's jump straight into these proposals for more nuclear reactors in Kansas. The companies involved are TerraPower and Deep Fission. What do we know about TerraPower?
TerraPower was co-founded by Bill Gates, the former Microsoft CEO, and recently broke ground on a $4 billion nuclear facility in Wyoming. That's a demonstration project for its technology co-funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. It's worth mentioning here, the federal government has been interested in advanced nuclear power for years. Advanced nuclear designs, modular designs, smaller reactors. Basically, next generation designs that could make nuclear energy faster to build than traditional nuclear power plants. And TerraPower is one of these companies working on that.
But what makes TerraPower's design so advanced? You know, how's it different from, like, the nuclear power plant we already have in Kansas?
Several things, but I'll just highlight a couple. TerraPower would envelop the uranium in liquid sodium instead of water. And that means a much higher boiling point, which the company says greatly increases the safety. Now, TerraPower's design also stores energy. So you effectively have a huge battery and can adjust output as needed. Like, say there's a really windy day when you're getting a lot of electricity from wind farms, you could lower the output from the nuclear plant. A traditional nuclear power plant cannot do that.
And TerraPower isn't going alone. They're collaborating with the utility company Evergy. Am I right?
We know that they have signed a memorandum of understanding with Evergy and with the Kansas Department of Commerce, basically exploring the prospects. TerraPower is going to be looking for places with stable geology, close to transmission lines. And then Kansas state officials also say that the company is looking for a community that would be open to this project.
Let's take a look now at Deep Fission. Its idea is totally different. How would these reactors work?
Deep Fission's pitch to industry is basically, hey, we can install on-site nuclear power for you. So they propose drilling 1 mile deep, a 30-inch borehole, and they'd put a small reactor, a small nuclear reactor down there. And they say that that would increase the safety of it because it's so deep.
And this type of on-site nuclear power generation, I mean, that might be attractive to specific industries, right? Like data centers.
Deep Fission is betting on it. Tech companies need a lot more energy so they can power AI. Deep Fission is arguing like, hey, our idea would be useful for lots of other, you know, basically any industry that needs a lot of power or even, say, like a military base.
Do we know where they plan to drill in Kansas?
We do not know. They have signed a letter of intent with an undisclosed partner in Kansas for an undisclosed site. We do know that they're part of a presidential pilot program to try to get next generation reactors basically up and running by next 4th of July. And originally, Deep Fission was aiming for 2029, but that pilot program is speeding it up.
So they would have a nuclear reactor working that fast here in Kansas? I mean, that seems like a really short timeline.
Yeah, it's not clear. So Deep Fission told me that, yes, they are working to meet the president's deadline of Independence Day, but they've also got two other states where they're working on reactor plans, Texas and Utah. So they're not disclosing which site would move fast enough for that deadline.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.